Pleasure Boats by Thomas Holton. The canvas of Jeff's empty deck chair slapped in the wind. Gladys shaded her eyes from the sun, looking across the wet sand for a glimpse of her husband. He had been gone for over an hour. Gladys scanned the mass of rolled-up trouser legs and woolen bathing suits, but she couldn't see him. With a sigh of resignation, she looked back out to sea. The herring fleet was anchored off the bay, patchwork sails furled against the onshore breeze. Round by the harbour, the flocks of Geordie herring girls were lined up on the quayside, their brown arms a whir of movement as they gutted the silver fish in the shadow of the ruined castle, which clung to the cliffs above the town. Gladys used to swim out to the fleet when she was a girl, to the furthest boats, then dive underneath the keels as far down as she could, surfacing on the other side. The fishermen, whom she barely understood in their thick northeast accents, would call her mermaid and give her boiled sweets or taffy or a smoke of their pipe as she hung over the side of the boat, legs kicking in the cool salt water, arms clinging to the bleached wood of the bobbing cobbles. She'd always wanted to swim on past the herring fleet, out into the open sea. She wondered what the deep sea was like, how cold it was, how strong the currents were, how small the people on the beach would look. She wouldn't be able to see Jeff at all then. She probably wouldn't care. Maybe when he eventually returned, that was what she would do, run away from him, into the sea, swim out that bit further.